This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The holiday weekend brought a record-busting heat wave to much of the West. Los Angeles recorded its highest temperature ever, with part of the city reaching 121 degrees yesterday. And it's been a hotter-than-average summer across the country, one that many workers experienced from home instead of in their climate-controlled offices. So how have remote workers been coping without industrial-grade HVAC systems? From the Workplace Culture Desk, now located in one very hot apartment, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has the story.
The decades-old window AC in my living room has been a godsend while working from home this summer, but it sounds sort of like a jet engine. It definitely is an Energy Star certified, so I try to tough it out with fans until at least lunchtime. Same for Anna Chen, who works from home for LA's transit agency. She sometimes answers emails lying on her cool tile floor and reminisces about her frozen office.
I usually have to keep like a little cardigan or something. That is one of the things I think I really do miss.
Tyler Knight, a product manager for an LA entertainment company, is working in a studio attached to his garage, which he says heats up to about 85 by mid-morning. He turns on his portable AC only when he gets really desperate.
There's that moment late in the afternoon where you're already sort of dragging a little bit and the heat just doesn't help.
An analysis by Reardon Frost at Harvard found that electricity use has decreased overall during the pandemic, but residential energy use is up.
So basically, there has been a transfer of burden from the commercial and industrial sectors to the residential sector.
Yeah, that was an air conditioner you heard in the background, and workers are, for the most part, paying for that cool air.
Most states actually do not have reimbursement requirements with respect to what employers have to pay to employees who work from home.
Jeffrey Ruzal is an employment law attorney in New York. He says some states, like California and Illinois, have required employers to pay for things like cell phone bills or internet service. But he thinks the current situation could force a change.
We are going to see sort of a closer look to see whether there should be consideration of air conditioning and other electricity usage from working from home scenarios.
Because as hard as it may be to imagine now from a steamy home office, a cold winter and its heating bills are just around the corner. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.